Hello.
Hi, good morning. Emmanuel here on a recorded line calling about the Depro Provera inquiry. Were you still looking to see if you can participate?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm happy to help out any way I can here. Just to confirm, was it you that was diagnosed with meningioma or was it a family member?
I'm sorry, repeat it for me one more time.
Who was the individual diagnosed with meningioma?
It was me.
Very sorry to hear that. And so you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Let me put that here. And then just to confirm, you're a U.S. resident?
Yes, I am.
Residing in what state?
North Carolina.
Oh, I bet it's chilly there right now.
It is so cold.
Yeah, I saw my breath this morning while walking the dogs. And so this next question just asked, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking the brand name Depro Provera for at least a year and 4 injections,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
I did 5 injections.
Okay,
spaced
not the
out
generic.
Over like a time. No.
Okay, not the perfect. Thank you. Let me put that in here. And then, roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed around September 2021.
21. Okay.
Yeah.
September of 21. And then let me click this here. What date did you start using the Depo?
I started using about February 2020.
Okay. Perfect. Let me put that there. And then you stopped using it after you were diagnosed in September, I take it?
Around July 2021 is when I stopped.
Okay, perfect.
Using it.
Thank you for confirming that. And then for the recording, will you confirm your gender?
I am a female.
Thank you. And then I have your name spelled out L-A-S-H-I-K-A, last name O-A-T-E-S.
Yes.
And then your cell phone shows as 984-374-6971?
Yes.
And then email I have.
6971?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have your address as loats457@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your present mailing address?
3049 Huntley Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604. Huntley is spelled H-U-N-T-L-E-I-G-H.
O-I-G-H, okay. Perfect. Thank you for verifying that spelling. And that's in Wake County, right?
Yeah.
And just to confirm, you didn't have any cancer diagnosis prior to taking the Depo, correct?
Right. Okay.
And then when you got diagnosed, at what hospital or medical center or medical facility was this at?
I was going to University of North Carolina. The hospital.
Yeah, great hospital.
And it's on, it's
the one
out
on
there in Chapel
Hill.
Hill.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, 101 Manning Drive.
Yeah. Wonderful hospital. I'm glad you're close to.
Yeah, it definitely is a great hospital. I really appreciate that.
And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
Okay, so his name was Carlos David, I think. I think Carlos David. Yeah, Mr.
Okay,
David.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see him here. Okay. Perfect. So let me put that in there. And he was the one that diagnosed and treated you? Is that right?
Yeah, he was a neurosurgeon that diagnosed me. I was treated at Chapel Hill.
Perfect. Okay. And then 1 second for the next section to load up real quick, and then we'll go to that part there. Now, when you were getting the Depo, was a doctor prescribing it and you were picking it up and shooting it, or were you going to like a clinic and they were injecting you there?
I was going to my clinic.
Okay. What was the name of that clinic?
I'm sorry for my memory. I can't. Urgent care. I was going to the urgent care.
In Raleigh or?
Yeah, Raleigh. Local urgent care in Raleigh, yeah.
Okay. They have a couple different, or they have the AFC, Urgent Care, Next Care, FastMed, Heritage.
I think it was FastMed.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
So I have memory loss.
Okay, yeah, as best as you can. I mean, obviously, you know, you figure what? Some people don't even remember what they had for breakfast yesterday morning, let alone, you know, what happened a couple
right.
years ago. So just your best guess is fine.
Yeah.
Now, do you recall the doctor that was giving you the injection? Do you recall their name?
No.
Not sure? Okay.
I'm not sure about that one.
Sure. Okay. Not a problem. Let me put.
I just remember specifically my treatments and the doctor who was treating me. It was a really nice doctor.
Let me put that. And let me put in here. Okay, and then we're just about done here, only a couple more sections, but either yourself or the medical facilities or doctors will have medical records, right?
Yeah, I can request any medical records if
sure.
needed.
Perfect, okay. And then we know you started using the depot after 1992, so let me click that. And then let me go back to this section. Okay, there's three more sections here real quick. This one just asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yeah, let's do my mother.
Your mom? Okay.
She takes care of me pretty well.
Do you live with your mom or no?
Yes and no.
Okay. What is her name?
It's 984. I'm so sorry. Priscilla.
Priscilla. And same last name?
No last name. Blue like the color.
Oh, that's a cool last name. That's really neat. I like the color.
Yeah.
And then her phone number?
It's 984-837-7552.
I'm sorry, 984-837. And then?
7552.
Okay, 7552. Perfect. Alrighty, and then let me go to the last section here, which is going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
10/11/1991.
And then the social?
245-71-8402.
And then do you know anybody else that took the depot that ended up getting meningioma like you, or not really?
Not really.
Then I'm going to go ahead and send you this automated text message through DocuSign. You're going to get it via text and email, but you can open up either one. We'll do a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, by the way, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you.
Okay, what am I signing here?
You're going to allow medical release of your medical history. That's why I asked you for the HIPAA compliance questions. And then just assigning that you're working, that you're going to have the firm work with you. And then they will call you in about a week or so directly themselves, just to introduce themselves and then double check the work that we sent, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that.
Okay. I found all the spots that say sign, right?
Correct. Uh-huh. Anywhere that's highlighted in yellow, you usually just tap after you hit the yellow start button. You'll just kind of keep tapping until you see a yellow finish button. And if you tap it and nothing happens, then it means we might have missed something somewhere. So we won't know. Okay, let me refresh this here. Yep, it shows you're all set. So like I said, in about a week's time, you'll get, or maybe sooner, depending on their workload, you're going to get a call from the firm directly. Their call will be shorter, but more important than ours, because they want to re-verify everything. Like I said, make sure there's no errors or anything like that before they confirm you in their system. But other than that, you're all set for now. Obviously, you know, Christmas right around the corner. So hopefully you and your family have a nice, relaxing Christmas. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye.